Now on to the report.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Pfeiffer for Reborn Report. As I'm sure you guys know, we haven't done a video in quite a while, and as I'm sure you've noticed, this chair here next to me is empty. My dad, he's sad to report, he's kind of gone off the deep end, and he's saying that now he hates religion. So I don't know what this channel is going to come to be, but I hope you stay tuned.
I may hate religion, DJ, but I love God and I love his word.
Psych, we got you.
Welcome back to Reborn Report. I'm Don Pfeiffer.
And I'm DJ Pfeiffer.
DJ, I do hate religion.
And it's good to be back.
It is good to be back. It's been over a month.
Yeah, we played that up at the beginning, saying that you got off the deep end. And while many may say that, that may be true. But the reason we've been gone for so long is because you've still been working on Grandpa's room. We talked about that all on the last podcast.
Finally got that done. Finally got Grandpa moved in totally. And we're still working on making a walk-in shower for him. But that's going to take a while.
Yeah. But so that's why we've been gone.
But we're back.
But we're back. And hopefully we'll be back to our regularly scheduled program every other week.
Once every other week. As long as you can come home from medical school.
Yeah, medical school.
Medical school. You're still picking on the way I talk. Well, DJ, I am convinced that a lot of modern day religion, Christianity included, let me say man's religion, has caused the supernatural power that is in God's word and all the blessings and benefits of having the Holy Spirit living on the inside has caused it to become of little effect in most people's lives today. And it's really sad. And it even kind of makes me mad, DJ, because people blame God when they don't see the blessings or get the positive results that they expect in their prayer life. They get frustrated and they give up on going to church, and even worse, they give up on believing God, at least to the point where they no longer believe that he will get that involved in their everyday life situations.
But you know, it's just simply not true, because that's not what the Bible says at all.
Yeah, I'm convinced, and I'm fully persuaded, DJ, that the only good life, you've heard me say this before, the only good life is the Christian life.
Sure, yeah.
Because God is good, and he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, the Bible says. DJ, read that. It's in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6.
Now, you may notice I don't have my Bible in front of me. I've got my laptop.
You got the word on the laptop.
Yeah, it's still the Bible, I promise.
Well, we got a lot of scripture today, and it's a little quicker.
Yeah, it's easier to—we wanted to read a couple different
versions of the Bible, yep.
So this is Hebrews 11, 6 from the New King James Version. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
There's the rub. Diligently seek him. Mm. See, that's the difference, all the difference in the world. Still, you'll hear religious people all the time saying things like, well, it isn't always God's will to heal. Mm. Sometimes he has purpose in sickness and disease. Really? Come on, man. Little Joe Biden there.
Sleepy Joe?
No, the truth is, nobody believes that kind of talk and thinking except religious people. Now, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm serious. Think about it. If that were true, that sometimes it's God's will for you to be sick, then why would you ever go to the doctor?
I'd be out of a job.
Yeah, you're going to be a doctor. Why try to get better? You might be trying to get out of the will of God for your life. Instead, you should just be good and sick. Please God that way.
I mean, nobody would do that kind of thing. That's just, nobody in their right mind would even think that way.
No, you're right, DJ. So you can see how man's religion and wrong thinking can be foolish and I'll just say plain old dumb.
And Dad, that's why we say that it limits the supernatural power of God, making it ineffective in so many people's lives these days.
That's right? Why I say at the beginning of the show, I hate religion.
Sure.
Now, that's just one example. I could give you a lot more, but for time's sake, I won't. But we think we've made our point, right, DJ?
Sure, yeah.
No, the truth is in what God says. I know you're going to pick on me for slurring my words there.
Yeah, for everybody who's been hoping that Dad will have his teeth in after we come back, it still hasn't happened.
I have them. I just haven't worn them. No, the truth is in what God says, not in what any man or any religion says. And it doesn't matter how popular a saying or belief is either. Doesn't matter if your parents, your grandparents, and even your great-great-great-grandparents that came over on the Mayflower. Doesn't matter what they say and believe. If it's not found in the Bible, it's not God's truth.
What's one of our favorite sayings, Dad? In order for something to be scriptural, it has to have what?
Scriptures.
Scriptures.
Scriptures. And neither is it part of his good and perfect and pleasing will for your life.
Right.
I'll give you another popular one. Ever hear this? My church just believes. Mm. Stop it. I'm sorry, but a lot of modern day Christian church doctrine is man's religious interpretations, designed to fit man's natural way of thinking and understanding. I know that's harsh talk, but it's the truth. And you know what it does? It limits God's supernatural, good and perfect will from manifesting in your life. That's the absolute truth, plain and simple.
So how do we do that, Donnie?
Well, DJ, I'm glad you asked. You see, everything we receive from God, Donnie.
Yeah, that's your name, isn't it? Donnie boy?
Okay, DJ.
Donnie Claus?
I don't even know how to say you. Name your name funny.
Donnie Claus.
Well,
so you're growing your beard back out.
Yes, I am. Well, me and your mom have some Santa Claus gigs coming up this fall.
Hey, so there might be some kids watching this.
Yeah, what are you saying?
Yeah, you just look like Santa Claus.
That's right. Now I lost my train of thought. Oh, you see, everything we receive from God outside of an unexplained miracle, which, you know, they don't happen very often, comes to us through our God-learned faith, not through a natural human faith. That's a totally different kind of faith. Blessings from God come to us through our God faith. Now, I'll get into all the details and differences of these two kinds of faith later in our series, because I think this is going to go on for a few weeks. But for now, I'll say this. All the blessings you received are earned through your God faith.
So when you say or believe things that aren't scriptural, you're cutting off the supernatural power of God in your life, right?
Yeah, plain and simple. That's right, DJ. You see, God didn't make us to be puppets on a string. He gave us free will.
Right.
He gave us the ability to choose for ourselves between right and wrong, good or evil.
Sure.
We have the right to choose to believe in him and his ways, follow his precepts, or choose our own path, our own way of thinking, our own belief system.
Nobody's forcing you to sin, and nobody's forcing you to follow God.
Right. But still, even through all that, God always desires to bless you. Matter of fact, we did a whole podcast on this. His transmitter of blessing is running 24/7. The problem is our receiver is weak or broken. Or maybe only on part of the time. And that limits all the good God has for us. We don't receive it.
Yeah, so what you're saying is wrong thinking, wrong believing, wrong speaking, following man's ideas and understandings, that's all limiting God.
Right. And that's really a lot of what religion is. Religion instead of what God says in his word, following that.
Yeah.
And the biggest reason why this happens so often in our lives is because a lot of people simply don't take the time or really see the importance of getting to know God's word better. And it's vital. And the thing is, God's faith, the kind of faith we need to receive, only comes to us through the Word of God.
Right.
DJ, read what it says in Romans chapter 10, verse 14.
Okay. I'm reading this out of the New Living Translation.
Okay.
But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them?
Now, I'll skip down to verse 16 and read 16 and 17.
But not everyone welcomes the good news. For Isaiah the prophet said, Lord, who has believed our message? So faith comes from hearing, that is, hearing the good news about Christ.
There it is, plain and simple.
Right.
Faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. And God goes on to say in the same chapter, in verse 21, it says, he said this, God said, all day long I have stretched out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people.
Mm.
Wow. So to sum it all up, you simply can't be in the kind of faith you need to receive God's blessings for your life unless you know his word, which in turn will reveal his will for your life.
Right.
You'll discover it. And I'll say it again because it's so important for us to understand.
Say it again.
God has given us his word to reveal his will for our lives, which in turn then produces the God faith we need to put into practice to receive the manifestations of his blessings. Does that make sense?
Well, to put it even simpler than that, God's blessings are earned to the degree of our faith and our knowledge in his word. And that reminds me of John 17:17. It says, make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth.
There you go. Plain and simple, DJ. That's good. Now, have you ever heard someone say...
You say plain and simple a lot. Maybe we should make new t-shirts that says God's word, plain and simple.
God's word, plain and simple. Well, religion makes it too complicated.
Well, that's true.
I don't think God ever intended it to be complicated. Look who he chose to be his disciples.
That's our
common, everyday people.
Well, that's our new tagline, Reborn Report, God's word made simple.
Made simple. Now, like I started to say, have you ever heard someone say this? And maybe you've said it yourself before. I wish I knew what God wanted me to do.
Yep.
You sure make things better, make things easier. I think everybody said that. And you know, I'm learning that every time I hear that kind of talk, I think to myself now, you just need to read God's instruction book for life. Get to know God's word better.
Yep.
And discover his good and perfect and pleasing will for your life. You see, if we stop being so, what I call spiritually lazy, then we will learn to receive the blessings God has for us.
Agreed.
It's not that hard. Now, also, I want to say, I don't mean to sound so judgmental, because I've been guilty of the same way of thinking and acting myself way too many times, but I'm learning. God's never the problem, and he's always the answer.
God is good all the time.
That's, and all the time, God is good. And he's always, he always, always, always has your best interest at heart. The truth is, God knows how to make you happier than you do.
That's so true.
That's true. So why don't we let him? You see, for it to really manifest in your life, you have to stay in the word.
Yeah, you have to live it.
Yes.
You have to do what he says instead of what you see and what you feel and what you want to do.
In the natural, yeah. Man. Exactly. DJ, I want you to read, it's one of my favorite verses in the Bible. It's found in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. You want to read that?
Okay.
And read it from the Amplified Version. Yeah. I think that really hits home, really makes our point of what we're trying to say here.
Okay. It says, but if we really walk in the light, that is, live each and every day in conformity with the precepts of God, as he himself is in the light, we have true, unbroken fellowship with one another, he with us, and we with him. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
Wow.
By erasing the stain of sin, keeping us cleansed from sin in all its forms and manifestations.
Don't you like that?
Yeah.
It keeps us cleansed from all of its forms and manifestations. What about wrong thinking, wrong speaking, which leads to wrongdoing. See, Jesus paid the price for all that.
Sure.
Now, go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and I want you to read verses 20 and 21.
It says, "So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us.
Through us.
We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering of for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ."
We're made right. We're righteousness because of what Christ has done. Isn't that awesome, DJ?
It is, yes.
Now back up to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and I want you to read verse 30.
It says, "God has united you with Christ Jesus. For our benefit, God made him to be wisdom itself. Christ made us right with God. He made us pure and holy, and he freed us from sin."
I like the part where he said he did it for our benefit.
Yeah.
So we can prosper, right? That's awesome. Now, we're going backwards in the Bible. Back up a little further. Go back to Romans chapter 3, and I want you to read verse 22.
"We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are."
How many more verses do you need to start believing
it? I don't
know.
You
know? Yeah. Saying the same thing over and over. So we are made righteous, how? Through our faith in God and our belief in his word, right? So you got to know the word.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But you know, Dad, not only are we made righteous, we receive his blessings for this life here and now, right?
That's right.
Through our God faith,
right,
that you talked about.
Right.
The faith we receive from knowing and acting on his word.
Because faith comes by hearing the word.
Right. We already said that.
Yeah. I'm telling you, if we can learn to operate this way in our life, we will actually live what it says in the most quoted and well-known psalm of all time. Psalms, the 23rd Psalm. Turn there, because everybody knows the 23rd Psalm. It's the most quoted of all. And you think about what we just talked about. Now read the 23rd Psalm.
"The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. For his name's sake.
There you go.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
Amen.
For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over.
Whoa.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever."
Amen. I like when he says your cup overflows.
Yeah. My cup runs over.
You think he's talking about blessings there?
Oh, yeah.
Or is he talking about sickness and disease and worry and fear?
I don't think that's a cup you want to run over.
You see, now let's match that up with what it says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, which says this: "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works." Mm. That we should also walk in them.
There you go.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
But the problem is this. Way too often, we think of ourselves according to our old sinful nature. You have to stop doing that, because in truth, it's like a slap in the face to Jesus for what he's done for you.
That's a great point.
In the fifth chapter of Ephesians, verse 17 says, and again, I'll quote from the Amplified: "Do not be vague and thoughtless and foolish, but understand and firmly grasp what the will of God is." DJ, read what Paul said in Romans. He talks about it some. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And read it from the Amplified again.
Okay. "And do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually."
Wow.
By the renewing of your mind.
That's how you change.
Right? Focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes. Wow. So that you may prove for yourselves what that will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in his plan and purpose for you.
Wow. That's amazing. See, it's not hard. It's really simple. So DJ,
God's word made simple.
Yeah. You think there's any sickness or disease in God's good and perfect and pleasing will for your life?
No.
No. You think there's any trouble, any worry and fear mounting or severe hardships in God's good and perfect and pleasing will for your life?
No.
No, of course not. You could never look at cancer and or any sickness and disease and say, it's good, it's pleasing, it's perfect. No, that's ridiculous. Yet religion will often say things like, hey, you never know. Maybe God's got some purpose in your sickness. After all, it's the mysterious will of God. Hmm. Baloney! We just read that we should find out what God's will is.
And the scripture said we need to firmly grasp it.
That's right. Besides, those same religious people, and God love them, will call the doctor, go to the specialist, do everything they can to get better, won't they?
Sure.
And rightly so.
But because they want to be better.
That's right. And here's the thing. We'd be better off and probably save a lot of money and time, too, if we would put as much time and effort into learning how to get real Bible faith so we can receive supernaturally our healing from God and all his blessings that he's always trying to give us.
Yep.
Can you see the point I'm trying to make here?
I can. I hope they can.
DJ, turn to John chapter 6. And I want you to read verse 63.
Back to the New Living Translation. The Spirit alone gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes nothing. There you go. And the very words I have spoken to you are spirit and life.
They're spirit to your spirit, and they're life to your flesh. That's awesome. Now, go up to chapter 14 and read verse 6.
It says, Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me.
There you go. I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life.
He's the only path.
Exactly.
To eternal life.
Listen, I really don't know what more we can say. We laid it out plain and simple for you.
Yeah.
From the truth of God's word. Now, I will say this. Reborn Report, the why we do these podcasts, it's not made up of our opinions and ideas. Our purpose...
Otherwise, we'd be talking about how good the bills are and how Donald Trump should be president.
Well, I don't like to give our religious ideas either. I mean, I want to talk to you what God says.
Well, our religious ideas is the Bible is true, and that's it.
That's it.
So I guess we are giving you our opinions.
Our purpose is to help you learn how to receive all the good things that God, all the blessings that God has for you and is trying to give you.
Right.
We want to help you learn how to become closer to God, make him more personal and involved in your everyday life. We want you to be more dependent and look to the leading of the Holy Spirit, which we're going to talk about that, who the Holy Spirit is and how you, what's it mean to be led by the Spirit. We're going to get into that in the next couple podcasts. Because if you're a believer, you've got the Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of you to help you guide through life and to believe the right way.
Right.
And I'm telling you, when we do this, we do it, we don't bring nothing in and of ourselves to this show. We only want to bring the real truth that is in God's word, don't we?
Well, Jesus said in John 8:32, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Not religion?
Not religion, the truth.
What's the truth? God's word.
It's definitely not your beard.
You're just jealous because you can't grow a beard like your old man.
I'm trying.
We'd like to end today with this word from God himself. It's found in Isaiah 55. I'm going to start with verse 8 and read up to about 11. God says this, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but they water the earth and make it bring forth bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." God did all this. Why do we have the Bible? God wants to bless us. He wants to show us the good life, right? The only good life is the Christian life.
Yeah, people think that the Bible and God are trying to just limit us and give us rules and restrictions to follow, but it's not the case at all. He wants to, the reason he tells us to do all this is because he knows what's best for us and he wants what's best for us.
And it'll make us happier.
Right.
It'll solve a lot of our problems.
Yeah.
It really will. Our whole nation would be better if it followed the precepts in this book.
Back when we talked about evolution and why we believe that the earth is young, we did a whole series on that. We said that the reason a lot of these educated people don't want to follow the Bible is because they don't want to be told what to do, right? Mm-hmm. But the thing is, this is the thing that you should be doing. It will make you happy. It will benefit your life in every way.
Yeah.
And it's not for naught, you know? You're doing it for a reason.
Where does any sense of right and wrong come from?
The Bible.
Half our laws that we have in our country, where do they come from?
The Bible.
From God's word, right? Yet we don't acknowledge God or follow his word. Yet we don't murder and steal. We have all those laws. You know, so it to me, we pick and choose what we want. And it really is from just, and I'm sorry to say this, being ignorant of the truth that's in God's word, not knowing it. And because if you don't know it, then you can't follow it. So I just want to say, get to know God and his word better. Then you will see the manifestation of his good and perfect and pleasing will for your life, the Bible says.
Yep.
That's not our opinion. That's God's promise. That's God's promise to you. Praise God. Glory to his name. Amen, DJ?
Amen. All the people said amen.
I think I'm done.
You're done?
I'm done.
Wrapped it up.
And I still hate religion.
Yeah.
But I love God and his word. Hey, thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate it. We're glad to be back. Send us a comment. Send us a like. I don't know if we lost some followers because we've been gone so long, but hopefully many people will see this. Share this with your friends. We want to encourage you to, God will make you happy.
You know what? Here's a challenge for everybody. Send this to someone who you'd be scared to send it to.
Why is that?
Send it to someone you think this isn't something that they'd typically watch. Because maybe they'll get something from it. And you share something with someone who you'd never expect for them to receive what they could get out of this, you know?
Yeah.
Send it to your boss, send it to your neighbor, send it to someone.
Why do we do this? Because we're excited about...
Because we want to be rich and famous.
How much have we made so far in our
podcast? I don't even know, like $14.
Wow. Hey, I haven't given me any.
You
pocketed the whole 14?
No, I haven't even like access to it yet.
Oh, wow. So listen, we do this, I'll tell you why we do this. Because we're excited about God and his word and how it makes us feel on the inside.
Yep.
And we see, the more we do what we're talking about, we see the manifestation of blessings, don't we?
We sure do.
We sure do. And it'll, if it works for us, it'll work for you, because the Bible says God is no respecter of persons. What he does for one, he'll do for all.
You want an example of how it benefits our lives?
How?
We've been praying and asking God that I would get this scholarship.
Oh, that's right.
It's a scholarship through the National Health Service Corps.
And not that many people get it.
Nope. And it's a full scholarship through med school. And I got it.
So what's that mean?
Must be a coincidence.
No, what's it mean that you got it? What's it entail?
I don't have to take out any more student loans.
I don't have to give you any more money?
Like you were giving me
money. Do I get a refund?
Like you were giving me money.
I float you a 20 every now and then. Hey, I still pay for your cell phone.
Okay.
I still pay for your car insurance.
Sure.
How old are you?
17.
Well, someday you can pay for my car. When you become a doctor, you're going to buy me a new...
Well, thank you for joining us this week.
You ain't gonna buy me anything. The other day, you told your mom when we were talking about taking care of Grandpa and having him move in with us, and you said that stopped at our generation.
I said that on the last podcast.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're not gonna take care of us.
I'll take care of you.
You will, won't you?
Not as much as like hands on.
Can I move in with you in a few years? I'll mow your lawn.
You have to talk to Tori about that one.
Hey, we're rambling on.
Hey, we were helping move out stuff from Grandpa's house today, and he had a sign. He has a bunch of signs in it.
Oh, yeah. What did that say?
I was reading one that said, "I'm the boss of this house, and I have permission from my wife to say so."
There was another one that said, "Before you speak, make sure your brain is loaded."
No, it says, "Before you shoot off your mouth, make sure your brain is loaded."
Make sure your brain is loaded. That's a pretty good one. Hey, we're glad Krampus here, and he's a good guy. He's got a lot of wisdom, and it's just nice having him here.
Yeah.
It's been rough. He's 95 years old and may have accumulated a lot of stuff.
Oh, when you're 95, I guess you get a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff, and a lot of it we just have no place for, so we're giving it away to people and trying to go through it.
So make sure you get yourself a cup of Josh Allen's 17 blend coffee.
Oh, is that what that mug is? You got a Josh Allen mug, huh?
Josh Allen's 17 blend coffee.
We're recording this on Saturday. The Bills play who tomorrow?
The Ravens.
Oh, yeah, 1 o'clock game. It's going to be a tough game.
Going to be tough.
Yeah.
So get yourself a cup of Josh Allen's 17. And this is our new sponsor. This is what we're pushing
Josh
for.
Josh Allen's our new sponsor?
San Francisco Bay's out. We're getting Josh Allen 17 blend coffee.
Well, we did have Josh Allen and Tom Brady
on our
podcast last Halloween.
Maybe they'll come back.
Yeah, maybe they'll come back. Okay, we're rambling. So, hey, thanks for watching and listening.
Watching,
that's our new word. And please join us again right here in 2 weeks, right here on Reborn Report, where the word of God will get you all fired up.
And you can learn about God's word plain and simple.
Get you blessed and make you happy. See ya.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.